Nodoram ci ik sa dostum utkoran hasle Tedna haus sorgarasa ashima gadisle Naftola hek wedding dance hatak durun har Chitalo tu jasanda ta sanuk akirat I love you mudle tu e kanarge uknamat Just forget me muna masa tu e kelogat sanata jeevit sar tum titla sagle su ikuch dharma ka samjona hame kusli ke liye tu haun chinta na tu kam ji sangat karo urle le jeevit tu ja sangat saro hat chudan magle sangat tan paula maro pun moje magne tu e ganar na duro nastolo ek wedding dance Doronar chitalo tu ja sangata saru akira just forget me more on my cat tu e que lo da no cre tu je no 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 cre tu je oh oh no cre tu je no 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 cre tu je
Right here in Auckland, Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee. It's coffee at its peak. Available now at New World or buy online at everestcoffee.co.nz.
Oh, Hector. तुमका स्वागत करता सौग्लैंग आयचा सुसेगा दनपार रेडियो प्रोग्रामर वो प्रोग्राम गुड गाइज आमी ब्रॉडकास्ट करता 104.6 प्लैनेट एफएम अवेयर आज मुझे संगता असा गुड गाय बैप्टिस्ट आणि आमचा गेस्ट लॉय फर्नांडिस फ्रॉम लेक पनोरमा डेंटल टू हैव अ कॉन्वर्सेशन विथ अस अबाउट डेंटल हेल्थ वेलकम टू सुसेगा दनपार लॉयड And Dio Borodis, Dio Tuka, Anisongleng Aikatleng.
Thank you so much, Hector and Baptist, for inviting me. And very good afternoon to all the lovely listeners. I'm really proud to speak on this lovely Konkani program, and may God bless you all before we start.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Pleasure.
And Baptist, it was a fantastic, glorious, brilliant day in the mornings. Now it's changing slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
So the weather patterns in Auckland and all over the world seem to be quite erratic, isn't it?
Yes, you're right, you're right. There's lots of rains happening in India, specifically Bombay, yeah. And people are inconvenienced, I think. Here also, the weather throughout the week was cold, wet. But we saw some light at the end of the tunnel today.
Yes.
And probably it will hold for the next probably weeks. We are into spring.
I know that spring was in the air and is
in the air.
And we are hoping for good climate.
Yeah, and we've got Loy with us who going to talk to us about dental care, dentistry, yeah. And many, many other aspects of being
thank you so much.
Hygienic, yes. in your with your teeth, basically. Yeah.
So, Loic, can you let's start off our conversation and tell us and our listeners something about yourself and how you came to settle in New Zealand?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. It so happened that my wife, Dr. Lisa, was reading the Examiner one day in the afternoon and saw this ad for dentists required in New Zealand. That was way back in the year 2000.
I guess on a Susega Dunbar.
Absolutely. Really relaxed afternoon. And she happened to go for this seminar organized by an agent, and we took it from there. Basically, that's how our life and journey started in 2001. And then Lisa requalified as a dentist straight away. She has passed out from Nair Hospital in Bombay in the year 97, and we came here in 2001. Myself, basically, I was a doctor, but we preferred that Lisa requalified, and I went down the injury management sector just to balance family life. And outside office hours, we've got two kids and our mom lives with us, and we just try to balance and, give our best for the family.
Oh, okay.
So, excellent.
So how did you find your journey from, so when did you come, did you say?
In the year 2001.
2001.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
It's almost 19
years.
19 years.
Yes.
Years. Yep. 18 to 19 yes. years. That's good. And just a little more about you. So you manage, managing the business also,
yes,
or the profession?
Thank you so much. So basically after Lisa left her previous clinics at Quality Care Dental and Tooth Care West at Mount Roskill and Henderson, we've opened up our own setup at Lake Panorama Drive, that's at Henderson Heights, which is called Lake Panorama Dental. And the an entire house is converted into a dental clinic. So we don't stay there, but we've got the latest technology. And Lisa wanted the ambience of a calm, peaceful environment. So we chose to have our clinic in a house rather than in a shop.
Right.
And it's just 2 minutes from Lake Panorama. So it's a very peaceful, calm area which you need before a dental appointment. So basically I manage the entire management of the clinic.
Hmm.
And also the marketing and the overall running day to day.
I understand when you say there should be peace and calm,
yes.
Because every one of us, including me,
right.
is scared to go to a dentist.
Absolutely.
And
enough.
The kind of pain you go through,
yes.
You realize you need that calming effect before it is done. Yeah.
So. Lisa practicing the dentistry and you have helped to set up the whole business
and structure
and
yes.
So how was it from being a doctor now to
yes.
being a business manager and a kind of an entrepreneur in a way? And
well, there is a link because it's still a medical profession. Of course, dentistry is very much a medical faculty as well. So I am able to answer patients, certain medical questions and how important it is to regular, visit the dentist. And having your own clinic, having your own setup, at the end of the day, yes, it is my vice, but you feel good because, it's both of us and it's like a... It's a clinic, so whether it's a GP's clinic or a dental clinic, you're able to help patients to get better, to feel all right, and that makes a world of a difference.
And it's a family-run business.
Yes, basically. Absolutely. Thank you. It's just run exclusively by Lisa and me.
Absolutely. Yes. So, and you look after the administration side. She looks after more of the dentistry,
patients, yes,
the profession type, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right. Yes.
So it must be feeling good to bring the smile back onto people's
faces. Of course.
literally. You do that, yes.
Yeah. So, with that small background, Baptist, can you just play us a little song, Konkani song?
Yes, why not? Hector, your request, my command.
Jumbalaka band wazota maka tuka haka taka naso kutita jumbalaka band wazota maka tuka haka taka naso kutita ego baye gopan maka ge nasgo baye
Jumbala jumbalaka jumbalaka band vajota maka tuka haka taka naso kuteita jumbalaka jumbalaka band vajota maka tuka haka taka naso kuteita ego baaye ego pan maka ge nasgo baaye jumbalaka jum
jumbalaka jumbalaka
Welcome back to Shushaka Dhanpar. You have been listening to Shushaka Dhanpar on Planet FM 104.6. Today we have got with us Loy. Loy, I know that you know a lot of Konkani. You belong to Goa. And Lisa also from Goa? Or?
Good question, Baptist. Thank you for asking. I'm from Goa, born and brought up in Bombay. Lisa is from Bombay. She's an East Indian.
Yep.
But amka ilashe ilashe Konkani eta. Dev Borekor ani Kesha
Bora okay
ani you know Mashe Rao and you know, but of course look, I love speaking in Konkani. I love to hear Konkani and okay. I'm very proud of Konkani.
So you can understand Konkani, you
yes,
can understand
yes.
But you can speak
little
ilesha
yes
ilesha ilesha hector ilele ulaita
amchi bash
dakle.
I love listening to Konkani songs and the music, and I find it very lilting and the lyrics.
Correct. And we are all trying to learn Konkani.
Absolutely.
And the whole idea of this radio was to see that all of our listeners and those associated with us learn Konkani.
Absolutely.
Basically, and it's dying. Basically, it's one of the dying languages.
And what we're trying to do also, the good guys, is to, you know, to this program and...
Right.
Bringing in youngsters to participate in the program, and perhaps when they're here, even when they listen to the Konkani music, you know, to touch base with their roots.
Yes.
And another important way we try to keep the culture alive is to bring good Konkani films.
Yeah.
We brought Nachayam Kumpusar, and the other one was Questa di Confessione, which were really appreciated by people who saw it. Have you come for any of these movies, Lloyd?
I've come in the past, but not recently. Long ago.
Okay. Okay.
There's one more movie maybe coming up soon, Baptist. I don't know whether it's, do you know, when it is likely to
be
screened?
Likely we would be seeing somewhere in October, November.
Okay.
And we will announce, we'll let people know well in advance where and when and how.
Okay.
And what are the tickets?
So,
you also wanted to talk about the upcoming feast and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Just to wish everybody, all our listeners, a very happy feast. Tomorrow's the 8th of September, Mother Mary's feast. Yeah. And especially the Mangaloreans, Monty Fest.
Yes.
And
it's a big feast for us, actually, in Mangalore. Celebrated with very, very pomp and show, as you call it.
Yeah. Is there anything happening this year in Auckland for Monty Fest?
Yes. It's happening on next Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Not this Sunday, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And wishing all, especially the people from Bandra who have settled down over here, a very happy Bandra feast.
Absolutely.
Used to be great in Bombay, isn't
I
it?
I still remember
used to look forward to it.
Yes, look forward to it.
Mount Mary.
Okay,
coming back to our conversation on dental health.
Yes.
Loy, you were telling us about Lisa and you and how you all set up the business over here, your own, you know, rather than Lisa practicing at Quality Dental in Mount Roskill. And earlier this year, you all set up your own clinic.
Yes.
So this was set up just earlier this year, right?
In April, that's right. Yes.
So what were... Lisa was practicing dentistry since a number of years.
Right.
But what were you doing before you started getting this thing set up?
So basically, good question, Hector. I used to be involved in injury management. So some of my roles was, I was the national injury manager for Carter Old Harvey, you know, senior manager at Aon, and did a lot of being work injuries in charge, for example, countdowns. I used to manage all the countdowns of entire Auckland for 12 years.
Okay.
So it's like ACC, but private injuries, private companies, you know.
You are a third party something.
Yes, provider, yes. So the same legislation, but managing it from a private point of view.
This was under the partnership program of ACC.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Dead on target, yeah.
Okay.
And but of course, once we've started our own clinic, I'm just enjoying it and loving it, because there's nothing like having your own, you know. And it's the feel is amazing. Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Then so in dental, just coming more specifically to dental health, what would you say is the level of awareness of the importance of dental care and prevention and health in New Zealand? If to give an example, how it is, would it be compared to in a place like Bombay or India, the awareness mm-hmm. among the people over here of mm-hmm. maybe within our community and generally in New Zealand?
What I've noticed is, look, people are aware of a dental problem, but they don't attend to it until the very last moment. Yep. This is what we see very frequently. So unless they have a sensation like pain, they tend to just neglect it. Now, what we would strongly recommend is visit your dentist once every 6 months, because mm-hmm. the bacteria, in your mouth, to put it in general terms, it can also enter the bloodstream. It's not good for digestion, and it can cause so many illnesses. Now, latest research has shown in some cases it can even affect your heart,
Okay.
So visit a dentist once in 6 months. So the dentist does a cleaning, which is very, very important. And Lisa does a deep clean, which is, many patients have regarded it as really being top quality.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same time, the dentist can check for any cavities. So by that way of preventing it from going to the nerve, you're preventing a root canal from taking place. In the same way in India also, we notice people tend to leave it for the last minute till they're in severe pain, and then they want us to extract the tooth and lose their tooth instead of saving it in the first place.
Yeah, so in this case, as far as dental care, you would say a kind of prevention is better than cure.
Definitely.
And a kind of a stitch in time saves nine.
Absolutely.
Something like that. Yeah.
But in the dental care as such, there are various fields.
Yes.
Can you educate our listeners on that?
Or definitely.
Let us know what it is. Because I get confused myself.
Definitely.
Who is an orthodontist or somebody periodontist? I mean, it's all Latin and German for me.
Fair enough. So, basically, a general dentist is a surgeon, for example, like Dr. Lisa, who specializes in the diagnosis, prevention, of treatment of diseases of the oral cavity in the mouth.
Right.
Okay, so that's a general dentist. Now, a general dentist does learn medical subjects like anatomy, physiology, cardiograms. So they do the same subjects as us as doctors. It's just the additional, for example, if people want to specialize in a certain field, then you divert to gynec or whatever. But they do learn pretty much the same thing as what we learned.
The basic.
Yes. Now, we're going to a periodontist. A periodontist is a specialist who specializes in the treatment of kids with dental issues.
Oh, okay.
So some kids who are having complex dental issues, and where a general dentist cannot, it goes beyond their expertise, then we send it to what is called a periodontist. Pedo for pediatrics.
Oh, yeah, okay.
An orthodontist is a dental specialist who specializes in diagnosis, prevention, and correction of the malposition of teeth. For example, braces.
Yeah.
So when it's not aligned properly, when it's not positioned properly. Now, here I stress it's good that you go to a specialist, who's an orthodontist, rather than a general dentist who does braces.
Right.
Because they would have more expertise, more training, more knowledge rather than some general dentists who do that.
Yeah.
Periodontist is a dentist who specializes in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of the gums, basically.
Specific.
Yeah, so when you say periodontist, it means specifically the gums.
Okay.
And endodontist is those who perform root canal treatments. To explain in short, say, for example, a a root canal where the nerve is, you know, where the tooth is very, very close to the nerve, or there's a lot of infection and the general dentist cannot treat it, then they have to refer, or it's better that they refer
to
an endodontist,
okay,
who is a specialist in root canal treatments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that is what we say by the mm-hmm. by the endodontist.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then there's another couple of them. One is what is called as an oral surgeon.
Mm.
So they are surgeons who have training and expertise in surgery of the mouth, face and jaw.
Okay.
Including the removal of, you know, a difficult tooth.
Okay.
To cut it in short.
Okay.
So they are called oral surgeons. They are like how you have a general surgeon in as a doctor. These are called, you know, oral surgeons.
Right.
So mainly those are the main groups of different dentists. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very informative, Loy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know. And just coming back to the, you know, dental care.
Yes.
Day-to-day dental care which a person should take, and of course the message is very clear: don't leave things for till it becomes you know, it has to be treated.
Right.
Take care and take preventive care regularly, but on a day-to-day basis, even before you know, going to a dentist to 6 months, day-to-day, what would be your kind of good practice for people to follow with regard to keeping their, you know, teeth in good condition?
A very intelligent question, Hector. So, brush twice a day and floss once a day.
Okay.
And avoid sugary drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid sweets.
Right.
Even juices. It can be a lot of sugar, you know.
Yeah, anything to do with sugar.
Absolutely. Absolutely well said. And
I can have my wine, I think.
Well, wine is also sweet if it's made of grapes.
Well, you know, it's got sugar.
Yes.
And I would be continuing with my wine. Huh?
and then, you know, of course, you can use a good toothpaste with fluoride. And it also depends how you brush.
Yeah.
So, yes, brush twice a day, but the upper, you know, your upper set of teeth is, you, it's good if you go from above downwards, yeah, and the lower set, it's good if you brush from lower upwards.
Okay.
You know, one of my friends said, they only, we normally brush our teeth when we get up in the morning.
Right.
But she was telling me, though, that they learned to brush their teeth after breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Is there any
advantage
or something when you brush before or after?
Look, it's always good to brush when you get up, obviously. Mm. That's cardinal. But it's also much better if you brush after a meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you're removing whatever deposits stick in your
after
teeth,
the meal,
you know?
Basically.
Yes, what has absolutely. Been absolutely.
Residue after the meal.
Right.
I have been using an electric toothbrush.
Yes.
And it has been very, very effective for me.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners what is the difference between an ordinary brush and an electric brush, and how would it help to better the gums or the teeth?
Right. Look, to be very honest with you, electric brush, you know, people feel happy because they feel the power of the, you know, electric on.
Yeah.
But again, I say it's how you brush.
Right, yeah.
So the main
thing
is how you brush and using of any fluoride toothpaste, and also, you know, preventing sugary drinks.
Okay. Now, this brushing technique,
yes,
is it available on your website?
No. Unfortunately not. But
okay.
Baptist, it's good you brought this up, and it, you know, it would be nice.
Yeah, if you give the link,
yes,
people can watch it.
True.
And, you know,
it could prevent so many things.
So
yes.
many things before coming.
So absolutely. So
probably
many
that could be another answer
to
our listeners.
True.
We will give your website details as we go along.
Of course.
And your contact details.
That used to be advertised in Banaka. Back home.
I
but another thing, one old auntie had told me long ago, and she had a fantastic set of teeth. She said she used to massage her gums with her fingers. Is that helpful?
Look,
or
as
is
a,
it
as
just
a,
an old lady?
I mean, there's no harm, but you know, still, you would still want to check yourself, and flossing is a better idea.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But I don't know. Yeah. She says it makes the gums stronger to hold the roots.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about it. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. Old ladies' tales.
Remedies.
Yeah.
but there sometimes there are very lot of wisdom in those. So what is in your practice and your experience and Lisa's experience, what is the most common kind of problem which people come up with to be treated?
The most common, I would say, is fillings.
Okay.
You know, so people come to us with pain, with sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we are doing a fully comprehensive free checkup at the moment. That's
right.
Why we are, you know, I'm suggesting to our listeners, take advantage of this. And 20% of all dental treatment, no hidden costs, including x-rays.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And
is this a kind of a promotion?
Look, it is still the end of November, so it's been there for 6 months. And we've got such a good response that we are seriously thinking of continuing it.
Okay, fantastic.
Definitely, you know,
fantastic.
Keeping in mind that people also need to benefit, because we know dentistry is expensive. And the very fact we came up with this is because when I used to be a patient, when I used to be Lisa's patient, when Lisa didn't have her own clinic,
mm-hmm.
I used to come to know how expensive dentistry is.
Mm.
I used to realize. And
right.
That's why when she started the clinic, before that I said, you know, look, we've got to put ourselves in the patient's place as
right.
well. So that it's not a marketing ploy. That is why we've come with this strategy, you know, with this to give people. And we want to continue it even after 6 months wholeheartedly. So there'll always be specials.
Yeah, yeah.
On
that's very nice of you, Loy.
Thank you.
And Lisa, that you're offering this to our people.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're going to offer much better deal for our listeners, which we will talk about at a later time.
Yes. Of course.
So that, yeah. No. And that's what it's all about, community, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm very sure that you are all for the community.
Absolutely.
And you're doing a lot
absolutely.
For the community.
Thank you.
And you'll help us out.
Thank
basically.
You.
So.
Okay, on that note, we want to talk a lot more about dental treatment and prevention and all, but let's have a little break, Baptist, and if you can give us some peppy song.
There you go.
तू वावो ना साया साथी काती सोपार ना कायूने तुझा विशाल दरने उगते सुखाचे दार सोडीक लागोन तुझे कुवरते सायते शिंपडले संसारार खंयसर आसल्यारी नाव तुझे वरता सर्वामी मंगळूरकार तुझे उदरीती घेतली भुई बाटा परचेन जर इलिंदा बोटा किसमूर घोळोन भुईन तुझ्या बरली सोबी सोबी शेतां तुझे दरणीर सायतीतले पिकताना तुझ्या परचेक काय उणे जावचे ना माया मोगान तुझो लोकांक गळता तात बेस नासताना इजयचे जेपूचे सर आमी एक वोट्या आजलोर कोरडेल तेरे बैल उरुवा बेंदूर कासिया पैशिले लाक्षिले लागी आमी सरिया उडूर वालेंसिया सर्व आमी मेळताना फिर कोजो सोडिया मंगळूर कारमुनिया साय मिलार आणि इजयचे जेपूचे सर आम्ही एक वोट्या आजलोर कोरडेल तेरे बैल उरुवा बेंदूर कासिया पैशिले लाक्षिले लागी आम्ही सरिया उळूर वालेंसिया सर्व आम्ही मेळताना फिर कोजो सोडिया मंगळूर कारमुनिया मंगळूर कारमुनिया
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome back to Susega Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. It's Baptist and me, Hector, having a conversation with Loy Fernandez on dental health. So, Loy, thank you for all the input you have been giving us and our listeners about preventive dental care and what your clinic can do for the community as well as the general public. Just one question I wanted to take off from the last session. So dental health is made up of preventative maintenance, remediation, treatment of oral diseases and cosmetic treatment.
Yes.
What is more in demand over here in Auckland and why? Or the reasons for that?
Thank you. To be honest, it's broad spectrum across the board.
Okay.
It's just some people's choice. But, you know, as we touched base before, people mainly come when they're sensitive or in pain. They want to get treated because nobody can bear a toothache.
Mm-hmm.
Because the referred pain can go right up to your head if it's from the nerve. You know?
Yeah.
So there's no demand as such for a specific field, but it is across the board. Many of the youngsters now are getting more aware and coming for cleans,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially, and sometimes we get people going for interviews, coming for a thorough clean, or people before a surgery nowadays, specialists make it compulsory and mandatory to do a dental clean. In fact, we've had a patient recently who's on cancer treatment.
Okay.
And the oncologist said before she starts a drug, she has to get her full dental fixed. You know?
I see. Okay.
So she's come to us since the past couple of weeks, and she's just finished, and now she's about to start a cancer drug.
Oh.
So it is that important and that significant that you do visit your dentist once in 6 months.
Okay.
I was thinking more of cosmetic treatment would be a few people doing it, or number of, because cosmetic treatment would be expensive.
Yes, it would definitely be expensive, but you know,
not everybody can afford
correct, yeah. Baptist, but mainly it is just across the board. People come with different complaints, you know,
okay.
pain and sensitivity to hot and cold.
More of last moment rations, basically, rather than preventive.
Of course.
Cosmetic would be very rare. Right? So that's what I'm saying.
Most of our patients come on a Saturday and Monday, as you know, you rightly said. Yes. So they wait for the week to get over, thinking the pain will get better.
Yep.
And then they have pain. And on Sunday, you know, they realize, oops, I'm in pain.
They are in pain.
It's not gone. And they book us up
on Monday.
Yes.
So you have got the highest load on Saturday and Monday.
Definitely. And Saturday, of course, because it's a holiday for many people.
So in a clinic, you are there. Lisa is there. Do you have any other help?
Yes. We've got two assistants who work with us.
Okay.
And they used to be Lisa's assistants with her in Mount Roskill.
Okay.
And nice of them, because they themselves chose to come and be, you know, because they always got along very well with Lisa, so they themselves said, we want to work for you.
Okay.
And in fact, we were feeling bad to take them, but they said, no, we want to work with Lisa, and they chose to do that. Mm. Yes.
Okay.
So this clean, does it make your teeth, is it the same thing as whitening or something?
Yes,
or is it different?
At the end of the cleaning, Lisa does polishing and whitening. Yeah, whitening is a bit different.
Yep.
Whitening is specific.
Yes.
So for that, we use a separate machine.
Okay.
So that could come under cosmetic.
Yes.
Kind
yes.
Of thing.
That's right. And that is a little. That is much more than your normal cleaning.
So that's cleaning, where.
That's a. I don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going for an interview or a job interview or something, if you do whitening, your chances of getting the job may be better.
No, what it is called, it increases your face value.
I think it could also increase your confidence level.
I think
of,
so. Yeah.
And does, you know, bad breath, is that an issue which is handled or addressed by a dentist?
Hector, you brought such an important question. In fact, I was going to touch on this topic because I come across so many people having this bad breath.
Yeah.
And one of the most common reasons to that is not having a dental clean or a gum problem, or not seeing your dentist for a long, long time.
Okay.
You know, if they only can get that sorted, get it cleaned thoroughly, get their gums cleaned, you know, and checked, the breath will go. Because it is quite embarrassing sometimes, especially when you're working in an office. And you know, I have come across and asked them just casually, hey, when did you go to the dentist? And they said, oh, we've not been since years.
Okay.
And everybody thinks that brushing the teeth is going to remove the breath, but it's not going to happen. You know?
Okay.
Is bad breath, I don't know whether it's a correct, brought on by stress or something? Is that any connection with it or another myth?
No, there can be also called something as starvation breath.
Yeah.
So if you're hungry for a long time, or say in the night, you know, and you get up in the morning, then you will have bad breath. That's a different type of breath.
Okay.
But otherwise, if you're having it throughout the day, then yes, you must get your oral cavity checked. Yes.
Okay. Oh. So that could be, that's likely to be one of the top reasons.
Yes, of course.
Is, okay.
Get it checked.
Right.
And does gargling with Listerine and things like that help fight bad breath or tooth decay?
It will help in removing a little bit of your bacteria, but the difference is when you go to a dentist, of course, they go to the root.
Deep
clean. Deep clean, you know, as I've, thank you, Baptist, yes. Deep clean, and remove, you know, all the dirt. It's like a difference between vacuuming and carpet shampooing.
Correct.
You know?
Absolutely.
So definitely.
So you got a thorough clean, there it will be just top.
Superficial, yes.
Superficial.
You just remove it. But it's good to gargle, it's good to clean. Do the Listerine, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's important to take action and to spend time and effort and attention on these things which are important.
Correct.
And not leave it till it becomes urgent.
Urgent. That's true, absolutely.
There was, if I may just give some of my gyan, there was this Stephen Covey who wrote this book, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. And there's one habit he mentioned in that book, and he had studied several successful people, and he said one of the habits which I remembered and which I don't practice but I thought is very important, he said, if you see a successful person, most of their time they are spending doing important things,
yes,
whereas an unsuccessful person is spending most of his time doing urgent things. So the successful person does important things before they become urgent.
True.
So if something urgent comes up in corporate life, he's got time to do it.
And it's treatable.
Yes. So, and that one of the important things he talks about is health. A successful person will be exercising and all much before, when there's no...
Correct.
He doesn't have a condition so that it doesn't become into a...
On top of it all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
So that could very well apply to dental health, where it's important to take care of one's teeth before there is, as you rightly mentioned,
arises.
Before, and to prevent the problem itself.
Correct. It's like your health.
So you don't have to suffer on Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Or the whole week and wait till Saturday to come. You should be going during the week when it started.
Absolutely.
Rather than waiting till the last moment and doing the same thing which you would have done 3 days ago or four days ago.
Exactly.
People here have Panadol and say, okay, it will kill the pain. It will not.
It will not,
It will come back to you.
Pain is just a symptom,
Yes, absolutely. And you're right. You're going to treat it.
Correct.
And then, do you have any pricing factor where, say, for example, a clean, how much would it cost? Just to tell our listeners the various prices you have so that they have an idea. And if they're going to a present dentist,
correct,
they can compare. And then, okay, is Lisa Dental Care, which can offer much better prices.
Right.
Why not go there?
Of course. Thank you, Baptist. Now, let me start by saying, look, Lisa has got it's been like 22 years since she first started practicing as a dentist, and coming from Nair Hospital, which is one of the best universities in India.
Yeah.
She is very, very thorough in her job, and this is what patients have told me. She's very gentle and puts you at ease.
Right.
We've got the latest equipment, latest X-ray machine, latest chair, and very, very high hygienic standards. She maintains extremely high hygiene standards in the clinic 24/7. Our cleaning, so it's a free checkup, and depending on the amount of tartar you have, always remember, people who just give a fixed price on the phone, I mean, how does the dentist or reception know how much of tartar you're having?
Mm-hmm.
So it's always better to get yourself checked, and depending on the amount of tartar, and with the 20% discount, it starts from around $85 upwards.
Okay.
So some people pay 85, some pay 90, some who've not come for a long time, it's over 100. People who smoke regularly, it will be a bit more.
Yeah.
But, it's absolutely worth the time and effort and the expenditure.
So you're talking about the level.
It's like servicing your car once in 6 months.
Yeah.
If you don't service, if you don't change the oil, what's going to happen? The engine is going to rot.
A number of other things happen.
True. Yeah. And our fillings, if it's a small filling, again, it's always best to come for the free checkup. If it's a small filling, it start with the discount, it starts from 128 onwards. You know. But I would, once you... I know, Baptist, you can see me itching and waiting to give our listeners a good discount for, all those who've listened today. So we'll come up with that.
Definitely. Why don't you give it right now? Because I feel it's a moment where you can, because we're talking about prices.
Yes.
And
seize the moment.
And also at the same time, I want you to give your details of what your website is, where your clinic is, how they can book time with you guys, and all those kind of things. Tell everything what you want our listeners to listen and come to your clinic.
Of course. Thank you. That's wonderful. Look, what we'll do is the first 5 people who send me a text once this program is over, anytime from now till Monday, and who've listened to this program, any 5 with any dental query, what I'm going to do is put their names into a draw, and whoever's picked up, one person who's picked up, instead of 20% on their clean, we will give a 30% discount.
Fantastic.
And a free checkup.
Okay.
Especially for our listeners of our radio program. And also on their second filling, they will get a 50% off. So that will be a 25% off both fillings.
Fantastic.
Instead of 20%. Yeah. So first 5 people who text me will definitely go into a draw, and I will let them know you know, definitely by
immediately,
Monday.
Yes, immediately. Get, yeah.
Yep, yeah.
Right. So, and anybody above, any after 5,
yes,
you're going to give that additional discount.
Yes, it's a full 20%, full 20% off,
yeah,
which we are having till end of November,
yeah,
and a free checkup.
Yeah.
And our website is www.lakepanoramadental.co.nz,
yeah,
and the email address is info@lakepanoramadental.co.nz. Now, our phone number is very, very simple. It's 09218-6000.
Okay.
I repeat, 218-6000.
All right. But
and where is, sorry, just once again for, yes, our listeners,
yes,
the address.
Sure.
Of your,
yeah, yeah. So thank you. It's located at 22 Lake Panorama Drive at Henderson Heights. 22 Lake Panorama Drive at Henderson Heights. It just takes from Mount Roskill, it'll take you about just between 10 to about 13, 14 minutes, you know. And there's a lot of free on-street parking. It's a fully residential area. As I said, this is a complete clinic, so we don't stay there.
Yep.
And you could also text me. You know, people many
times. That's
time
what
people,
I wanted.
Yes, thank you, Baptist. Many times people text me in the evening for an appointment the next day, and I answer them straight away because this is a part of our service.
Even so, there's 5 people who want to text, has to text you on
of
that
course,
number.
Of course, yes. Thank you so much, Baptist. Yes. 021
is giving that.
1363444. I repeat, 021-1363-444. Look, this is even for our regular patients or patients who've been to us. As long as you're listening to this program, I definitely want to do this for you.
Fantastic. That's
yes,
great, Lois, and fantastic. And I am 100% sure somebody, all our listeners, yes, are going to text to you.
Thank
because
you so much.
They would want to come to your clinic.
Thank you.
And I would say, when you come to Henderson, if you see a nice and calm place, you have reached Lois Clinic.
Lisa's Clinic.
Lisa's Clinic. Lisa's Dental Care. Lois and Lisa's Clinic. Yeah.
So what are your, your timings? Did you
thank you so much.
Or?
So weekdays we are open from 9 to 5 and on Saturdays from 9 to 2.
Okay.
Yeah,
no late night shopping?
No late night shopping. But if we are fully booked, we try and accommodate people, you know, maybe 8:30 or we try and accommodate people if those in pain. Yeah.
And weekdays, you said that?
From 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Monday to Friday and Saturday 9 to 2.
Saturday 9 to 2, Sunday you're closed.
Sunday we're closed.
Sunday
yeah.
you're closed.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Sabbath
right.
day.
All right. Yes. Fantastic. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that was... do we have how many... time? I was just looking at the watch and if we have any time.
So what is the message you want to give to our listeners? In terms of dental care, you have told us so many yes. things, basically brushing and flossing yes. and all those things. All condensed, what kind of message do you want to give to yes. our listeners? All what you have said, basically, or probably add on.
Look, sincerely, on behalf of Lake Panorama Dental, we are here not only to run a business, but also here to help people, to make people aware of how to prevent costs from, you know, from when people say dentistry is so expensive, is to please come for a checkup every 6 months. Send me a text, send us an email. Lisa and I are most happy to answer to your queries and you know, to help you all, because it's, remember, it's not only expensive for the patient, but dentistry is also expensive for the dentist, you know.
Yeah.
And we've spent a massive investment and ongoing costs are huge.
Right.
And the only way you can prevent your costs from going further is by coming regularly. Yeah.
And also on time. On
yes,
time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Time.
Just come every 6 months and you see how much you'll be saving. You know,
Be proactive rather
True.
Than reactive.
Reactive, absolutely,
situation.
Well said.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So that's what the message is. And thank you so much, Loy. You want to repeat your timings, the address, website address, and your phone numbers once again for our listeners so that they note it down and take part.
Thank you so much. So it is a Lake Panorama Dental. The clinic is run mainly by Dr. Lisa and myself. It's a family-owned dentist, not a franchisee. And that's what makes us different. And unique. And we are having a free comprehensive dental checkup and 20% off all dental treatment, including X-rays, so the latest technology. Number is very simple, 218-6000, 218-6000 or 021-1363-444 or www.lakepanoramadental.co.nz.
Okay. Lloyd, thank you very much for all that you've said. And I just had one question, wanting to know whether I could ask it or not in view of time. But I think Baptist has sanctioned a little more time for me. You know, as far as dental practices and are concerned, there is a franchise like Bupa and Lumino and independent dental practices. Between the two, like Lake Panorama dental practice is an independent practice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So what makes it unique and different from other practices?
Good question. Look, it's unique because obviously it's our own and we are going to take more care. You know, we don't have the overhead franchisee costs, you know, so obviously it's going to be cost effective. And it's a family run business. And, you know, with our experience of over 22 years, you know, you're definitely going to find quality dental care and thorough, which Lisa is well known in the industry. So that separates us from the rest. I can say that confidently. I mean, with due respect to the others, of course, everybody tries to do a good job, but this is what makes us unique.
Yeah, I know, because I know Lisa. I've been going to Lisa when she was in Mount Roskill.
That's good. Thank you.
And there's more than one occasion when she's brought the smile back onto my
face.
Thank
you so much. Like you are smiling now.
Yeah. And increased your face value again.
Yeah.
With that note, let's listen to a song.